ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזרת השם שאור יהיה לאלו נשמת האיש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשיא לוי, רוח השם תנחנו מגן עדן, אמן. We're up to פרשת ועירה already, and the פרשה starts off, ודבר אלוהים אל משה, ויומר אליו אני אדוני. You see all the מפרשים, they realize that the פסוק starts off with אלוקים מדת הדין, then it goes back to ויאמר אליו אני השם מדת הרחמים. Why would הקדוש ברוך הוא speak to משה רבנו במדת הדין? So Rashi tells us, מדבר אלוקים אל משה, מדת הדין, why? דבר איתו משפט, על שיקשה לדבר ולומר, למה הרעות על העם הזה, למה זה שלחתני? See, the end of last week's parasha, after that משה רבנו went to פרעה, and he told him, in the name of הקדוש ברוך הוא, you have to let Bnei Israel go, let my nation go. פרעה, he said, what are you talking about? למה משה ואהרון תפריעו את העם מעשיו? לכו לסבלותיכם, go back to your businesses. Let my people work over here, let them stay. And not only this, פרעה said, תכבד העבודה על אנשים ויעסובה, ואל ישעו בדברי שקר. He told them, all this, they're talking nonsense. Now we're going to make their working, they have to work even harder. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw that Am Israel not only didn't get better, it got even worse. So he came back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told him, "Lama hara'ot al Am hazeh? Why you have done evil to that nation? Bad. You did something bad to Am Israel. Lama zeh shelachtani? Why do you have to send me?" So that's how Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. Kadosh Baruch Hu, kibechol, he was talking to him tough. That's how you talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. "Lama hara'ot al Am hazeh? Do you think Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing something evil, Hasb Shalom, to Am Israel, doing something bad for Am Israel? Hello, Hashem, lo tetzei hara'ot ve'ato, but Kadosh Baruch Hu does only good. That's how you're talking to me. Therefore, Hashem was talking to him with the ber Elokim el Moshe. But since that, Moshe Rabbeinu, why is he talking like this? Is it for him? Am Israel, Shebet Levi, Moshe Rabbeinu from Shebet Levi, they weren't slaves in Mitzrayim. So really, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was praying for Am Israel, is not praying for himself, praying for Klal Am Israel. So what's bothering Moshe Rabbeinu, the suffering that Am Israel is going through. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he saw that Moshe Rabbeinu really, it's not for himself, he's talking like this, he's talking for the benefit of Am Israel. Therefore, ויאמר אליו אני השם. I know your real intention, you wanted good for Am Israel, but still, how could you talk like this, that I have done evil for Am Israel? That's a way of talking. That's here what the Pasuk said, למה הרעות על העם הזה? And in Farshim, the end of last week's parasha, the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, they asked, said, Chaura, why Moshe Rabbeinu, he has to come back to Hashem and tell him why you have done bad for Am Israel? Everyone knows, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him one time, not only one time, two times he told him, وَأَنِي يَدَعْتِي كِي لَوْ يَتَنَ اتْخَيْمْ مَلِخْ مِسْرَائِمْ لَهَلُوخْ وَلَوْ بَيَدْ حَزَكَى. What does it mean? He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told him, I know that you're going to go to Parao. Parao is not going to let go of Am Israel. He's not going to let you go. So Hashem told him, already Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's not going to let him go in the first time. So what Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining about? Let's hear the Ramban. He asked, "Lama hara'ot al Am hazeh ahare hodiya Elohim et Moshe pa'amayim shelo yiten otam melech Mitzrayim lehaloch. Madu ha'itra'im? Why is he complaining, Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem told him, he's not going to let you go in the first time. He's not going to let the whole nation leave, the old nation, he has them as slaves. He's going to let them go for because he came to him and he told him, Hashem told me, you have to let go of Bnei Israel. He's not going to listen to you. So why would Moshe Rabbeinu complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why would Moshe would say such a thing? Lamar ya'ot al amazah. Ve'amar bi Abraham, Ibn Ramban writes, that Ibn Ezra, he's quoting Ibn Ezra, ki hashab Moshe ki mi'ed dabbero el par'o bishlihut Hashem yakil me'alehim. ויחל האלוהים להצילם. נאו, והנה פרעו הכביד והירע להם. וזהו טעם, למה הרעות? כי זה הפך מה שאמרת לי, ראו, ראיתי את עוני עמי אשר במצרים, והאריד להצילו. The Ibn Ezra explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining why, because Hashem told him, go to פרעו, and tell him they're going to let go of Am Israel, and I know he's not going to let you go, but not to make it even worse. Moshe Rabbeinu thought, from the time he's going to start talking to Parao, Parao is going to make it easier for Am Israel. The work that they're working is going to make it easier for them. It's not going to let them go the first time, I understand. But It's going to make it easier. Now that he saw, تخباد عبودة على الناشيم. Is that what you sent me for? You told me you saw how much they're suffering in Mitzrayim. And you came, to save them from Mitzrayim. That's what you're doing to them. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking like this. That's what Ibn Ezra writes. The Ramban, he said, איננו נכון בעיניי, he doesn't like that פירוש. ולפי דעתי, שחשב משה רבנו כי יאמר השם שלא ישמע עליהם פרעו להוציאם מיד במצוותו, ולא באות ומופת, עד שיעשה בו נפלאותיו הרבות. אבל חשב כי בהם עליו תחופות זו אחר זו בימים מעטים. The Ramban, he suggests different answer. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu complained, you know why? Because he knew Hashem told him, he's not going to let you go, Par'o, until I'm going to do all my miracles, all my otot muftim b'Par'o, then he's going to let go of you. But Moshe thought Hashem's going to start punishing Par'o right away. He's going to see that Moshe Rabbeinu came to Par'o, he's going to tell him, let my nation go. Par'o's going to say, lo yadati et Hashem, v'gam Yisrael lo shaleach, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't care about what you're saying. Moshe thought that Hashem's going to go back to Hashem. Hashem's going to tell him right away. Start with the first Makkah. However, he said there was a long time between the first time that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Par'o until the first Makkah started. Why? Because he continues here. He quotes Midrash Rabbah. ובאלה שמות רבה, Midrash Rabbah brings down, אמרו ויצאו נוגסי העם ושוטריו, כיוון שגזר כן הלך משה למדיין ועשה שם שישה חודשים. ואהרון היה יושב במצרים, ואותה שעה החזיר משה אשתו ובניו למדיין. ועוד אמרו, והפגעו את משה ואת אהרון אחרי שישה חודשים נגדה הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה במדיין, ואמר לו, לך שוב במצרים. He says here that brought down the Midrash after the first time Moshe Rabbeinu went to Par'o, and Par'o said, תכבד העבודה על אנשים ויעשו בה, and the officers, the שוטרים of עם ישראל, they came to complain to Par'o, and Par'o told them, נרפים אתם נרפים, על כן אתם צועקים, you're lazy people, therefore, go back to your job. So they went outside, and they saw Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told them, "Yere Hashem aleichem veishpot." Is that what you have done to us? That's what are you doing to us? So Moshe Rabbeinu, from that moment, kivan shegazar kein, Moshe Rabbeinu ran away 6 months. He ran back to Midian until the first Makkah started. That took 6 months ago. 6 months later, so it means Moshe Rabbeinu, he came to Par'o and he told him, "Send my nation." Par'o said, "No way. It's going to make it even worse." Moshe Rabbeinu thought Hashem is going to punish him right away. He's going to bring the first Makkah, second Makkah, 10 Makkot. Then he's going to let go of Am Israel. But Moshe Rabbeinu saw it already took 6 months and Hashem never spoke to him to go punish Par'o with the first Makkah. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining. That's what happened over here. Until here by us, Hashem told him everything what I'm doing, I have plans for it. Why? Because since that Am Israel, they were supposed to stay in Mitzrayim for 400 years. That was a gezerah by Abraham Avinu. But at the end, they stayed only 210 years. So the koshi shi'bud, that's going to make it, closer for the redemption. Especially the last 6 months, that they were making, he was making them even suffer more and more. Everything, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he has his own plan. But now that the time came, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, now, לכן אמור לבני ישראל אני השם, נאו שתל בני ישראל אני השם, נאו דת הרחמים, ועושיתי אתכם את החסלות מצרים, don't worry, now the time had come, that I'm going to take you out of מצרים. And then משה רבנו, השם told him, now you should go to פרעו, now we're going to start with the מכות. ודבר השם למשה לאמור, בוא דבר אל פרעו מלך מצרים, וישלחת בני ישראל מארסו. Now after 6 months, go back to פרעו and tell him, we want you to let go of my nation. ודבר משה לפני השם לאמור, הן בני ישראל לא שמעו אליי, ואיך ישמעני פרעו ואני ערל שפתיים? So בני ישראל didn't listen to me. Do you want פרעו to listen to me? That's what משה רבנו was asking. I saw here the Ramban. What does it mean, משה רבנו אמת קל וחומר, if בני ישראל did not listen to me, how do you expect פרעו to listen to me? The Ramban explains here, כי לא עשית דבריי נשמעים להם, ואיך ישמעני פרעו? Bnei Israel, that they were supposed to listen to me, they did not. Why? It looks like that you did not keep kibyachol the promise that you gave me. You told me in the beginning, and we see already in Parashat Shemot, also Moshe Rabbeinu had the same complaint. Ve'yomer Moshe el Adonai, bi Adonai, lo ish devarim anochi, gam temol, gam shilshom, gam meyaz debrecha l'abdecha, ki chibad peh uchbad lashon anochi. I am Aral Tzifatayim. I can't talk, I can't pronounce the letters properly. I'm not the one who, I'm not a talkative man. I can't convince people with my conversations. So how do you want me to go? Hashem answered him back in Parashat Shemot. I'm going to be with you. I'll be with you. I'm going to speak from your mouth. Moshe Rabbeinu came here and he saw, the Ramban explained, I spoke to Ben Israel, I told them, let's go out of Mitzrayim. They did not listen to me. They didn't listen to me. That means you weren't with me. Rabbanu shel Olam, you weren't with me. So how do you expect Parao to listen to me? If Ben Israel didn't listen to me, how could Parao listen to me? That's what the Ramban explaining over here. I saw here the Midrash Rabbah in this week's Parasha, Parasha Vav Semanhe. וידבר משה כן אל בני ישראל ולא שמע אוהל משה מקוצר רוח מעבודה קשה. משה רבנו, he told בני ישראל, they're going to take you. They didn't want to go. They didn't listen to משה. So the Midrash says, היה קשה בעיניהם לפרוש מעבודת כוכבים. What was hard for עם ישראל? Because really explains here the פירוש מהרזו, said, why wouldn't בני ישראל listen to משה רבנו? משה רבנו is coming and telling them, I'm going to take you out of slavery. Then we're going to take you out of Mitzrayim. You're not going to be slaves anymore. So every person would be happy to hear such a thing. So here he says here the Maharzu, V'chi yesh licha adam shemitbaser besorat toba ve'enenu sameach. Why wouldn't they be happy? How come they did not listen to Moshe Rabbeinu? Ela, he explains over here, why? Ela, al shem shehaya kashe be'enehem lefrosh me'abudat kuchabim. Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them, you have to leave Abudah Zarah. Now you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From now on, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. You're going to serve only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No more Abu Dazara. Then the Bnei Israel, they were so much addicted to Abu Dazara, they couldn't let go. Therefore, they did not listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Explains here also Pirush Yefetoar. He says, how come we see the first time when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Am Israel in Parashat Shemot, he told him HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to me and he told me, I'm going to redeem you. It says, V'yamin Am. They believed him. וישמעו כי פקד אדוני את בני ישראל וכי ראת עניין ויקידו וישתחוו. Everyone believed. 100%. משה רבנו thought, עם ישראל, they're not going to believe me. But really, they did believe him. ויאמן העם. And they believed him. They came with him. זקני העם. They came with him to פרעו. And אחר כך בא משה ואהרון. They came in front of פרעו. They believed him. So how come here the second time משה רבנו saying, Am Israel did not listen to me. Why? Because they are so much addicted with Abu Dazara. How can the first time they did listen to Moshe Rabbeinu? He says over here, ומפרש מעבודה קשה, he says here, פירוש יפה תואר, שהיה קשה להם להנזר מעבודת כוכבים אשר דבקו בה. They couldn't leave Abu Dazara. אבל מתחלה, כשנתבשרו פקוד פקדתי אתכם ותעשו לכם במצרים, לא נתקשו בזה. They didn't have a problem back then in Parashat Shemot. Why not? Kisham lo ramaz lahem lehnazir me'abudat kuchabim. He didn't tell them anything that they have to leave their Abudah Zarah. In Parashat Shemot, he told them, Hashem came to me and he's going to take you out of Mitzrayim. Why not? Yeah, of course, we want to go out of Mitzrayim. But now that he told them, Mishaychu yedichem me'abudah Zarah, let go of Abudah Zarah, now we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was hard for Am Yisrael. That was hard for Am Israel to leave Abu Dazara. They were so much addicted, attached with Abu Dazara. With some Israel, Baal Pi'or, that's what happened also in the Midbar Ba'avonot Harbim. Also, same thing in Mitzrayim. And the Midrash continues here. V'chein b'chazkel mefaresh ve'omer, Chazkel is elaborating even more, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking from Am Israel, Ish shikutze einav hashlichu, ubgillule Mitzrayim al tattamau. Hashem was requesting from Am Israel, don't make yourself tameh. With the Abu Dazara of the Mitzrayim. What did the Am Israel do? Re'em ha-katub sham, Ish kusei inav lo hishlichu, Ve'etgilulei Mitzrayim lo azabu. They didn't leave it. That's what he says over here. Therefore, it was hard for Am Israel to leave Abu Dazara. That's why they did not listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Based on this, I saw here in Pirush Shir Ma'on, at the end of Torah Moshe, he brings down here, he said, that's what the Kal Vachomer at Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Hein ben Yisrael lo shamei'u elai, v'eich ishma'ini par'o. What does it mean? He says here, in Shir Ma'on Daftet Amud Be'et, Birashi, ze echad me'asara Kal Vachomer shebat Torah. This is one of the 10 Kal Vachomer that we have in the Torah. If ben Yisrael, which is good for them that they did not listen to me. Paro, or chicken is not going to listen to me. Ve'yesh lomar, hello, kal v'chomer ze pirchahu. It's the kal v'chomer, it's a question on its own. Why? Ki ben Israel lo shame'u, why they did not listen to the pasuk saying? Why did koster ruach me'avoda kasha? They couldn't, because they were working as slaves. They didn't have time to think about redemption. They didn't have time to hear Moshe Rabbeinu. פורעו עושה תכבד העבודה על אנשים יעשו בה. Didn't have time. ויש לפרש, על פי מדעית המדרש רבה, מקוצר רוח שהיה קשה בעיניין לפרוש מעבודה זרה עד כאן לשנו. זה מדרש הוא just read. ואם כן, מקוד שכן פרעו שהיה עבודה זרה בעצמו, כמו שאמר די אורי ואני עשיתיני. פשיטה שלא ישמע למשה. ואתה שפירה קל וחומר. Says here, he said, if Ben Israel they didn't listen to me, that I asked them to leave Abuda Zara, they didn't listen to me. Parao, that he himself, he thinks of himself that he's God. Ashe Amar li yeori vani asitini. As if he's coming and telling Parao, you're not God. So the, why would Parao listen to him? If Ben Israel, that because they were serving, they were worshipping Abuda Zara, they couldn't disconnect themselves from Abuda Zara. Parao, that he himself was Abuda Zara. Kosh again is not going to listen to me. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, how can I go now to Am Israel? They're not going to listen to me. If Am Israel did not listen, how do you expect Parao to listen? Hashem told him, V'daber Moshe, V'daber Hashem el Moshe bel Aharon, V'sevim ben Israel, Parao melech Mitzrayim. So he sent now both of them, Moshe and Aharon, now you should go. What is he going to tell them? He said, I'm sending with you Aharon a Kohen, probably both of you, you're going to be able to convince Am Israel to go out of Mitzrayim. All right. Continue, we have a few more psukim. Pasuk says in Shlishi, ודבר אדוני אל משה לאמור, אני אדוני, דבר אל פרעו מלך מצרים, את כל אשר אני דובר אליך. You should go to פרעו, and tell him whatever I'm commanding you. ויאמר משה לפני השם, הן אני ערל שפתיים, ואיך ישמע אליי פרעו? How do you expect פרעו to listen to me? Hello, come on. How many times you're repeating the same question? He just told you before, he had the same complaint Moshe Rabbeinu before, right before Sheni, and Hashem told him, you should go, you and Aharon, both of you, you're going to be able to convince them. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu repeating the same thing. Why he has to repeat it? Actually, in a matter of fact, Rashi explains here by Shlishi, ודבר השם אל משה לאמור, Rashi says, הוא הדבור עצמו האמור למעלה פסוק י' אלף, בו דבר פרעו מלך מצרים. That we're going back to the same topic. It's not a new time. The second time that Moshe Rabbeinu complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going back, referring to that time that Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining, that Torah is repeating it the second time over here. It's not a new conversation between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same conversation, but because the Torah spoke in between about the toladot of Shebet Levi, ואלה שמות בני לוי לתולדותם גירשון קריאת מררי, the Torah was talking about בני לוי. After the Torah finished up with the children of the tribe of Levi. Now we go back to the same conversation that we had before. That's what Rashi is saying. Who the Bura Asmo Amur Lemala? And what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hina Ani Aral Tzifatayim, Vayom Moshe Lefnei Hashem, Hina Ani Aral Tzifatayim, Hi Ha'amira She'amar Lemala, Hina Ben Yisrael Shamei Olai, V'shana Kan HaKatub, Kivan She'Yafsik La'atayim. That's what Rashi said. That's what people usually, if they're talking about something, then they got distracted with something else. Then we say, let's go back to our topic. Our topic was that Moshe complained to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he is Aral Sifatayim. Hashem told him, don't worry. That means it wasn't a new time, that new conversation. No, the same conversation. That's according to Rashi. But I saw Rabbeinu Bahya explain something else. Rabbeinu Bahya says something else. Maybe we'll give some introduction. We know that the Pasuk, between Sheni and Shlishi, between these two times, the Pasuk is mentioning, as I said, the Shebet Levi and their children. And the Pasuk said at the end, Hu Aharon u Moshe, Asher Amar Adonai Lahem, Hotziu et Bnei Israel, Me'eretz Mitzrayim al Tzibotam. It was the Aharon and Moshe, they were the same Aharon and Moshe, that Hashem spoke to them that he should take Ben Israel out of Mitzrayim. Then, Heim ha-medaberim el Parao Mitzrayim, they are the ones who spoke to Parao, who Moshe ve-Aharon. That same Moshe and Aharon, that's the same ones. Rashi already pointed out, he said, how come the first Pasuk said, who Aharon and Moshe? And second Pasuk said, who Moshe ve-Aharon? He flipped the order. Why he flipped the order? Rashi says, אלו שהוזכרו למעלה של ילדה, רשי סייז, יש מקומות שמקדים אהרון למשה, ויש מקומות שמקדים משה לאהרון. Why sometimes we mention אהרון first, sometimes משה first? ללמדך ששניהם שקולים כאחד. They both are equal. They both are שווים. That's what רשי standing us over here. That both of them, משה and אהרון, both of them are שווים. I saw in תורת משה, חתם סופר, he brings down here in תורת משה כף בית עמוד א, said, הוא אהרון ומשה, הוא משה ואהרון, רשי סייז למדך שניהם שקולים כאחד. הנה בוודאי בנביאות לא קם נביא עוד בישראל כמשה. פסוק של קלירדי אבת משה רבנו, there is no נבי like משה. So how could the פסוק tell me משה ואהרון they're equal? Doesn't make sense. מיהו, however, בדבר הזה נתעלה אהרון יותר ממשה. There's one thing, Aharon HaKohen was better than Moshe Kibachol. What is it? שהיה אוהב שלום ורודף שלום, ומשים שלום בין איש לאשתו, בין אדם לחברו, ומקרבן לתורה. That was the profession of Aharon HaKohen. אוהב שלום ורודף שלום, אוהבת בריאות ומקרבן לתורה. That's what the Mishnah said, פרקי אבות. That was Aharon HaKohen. This Aharon was expert in it, more than Moshe. ועל ידי זה, היו שניהם שקולים כאחד. איך? How both of them, they're equal. For to make peace between each other, that's you need the profession, that's the expertise of Aharon. Aharon is the one, he knows how to make shalom between Adam lechaviro. To make shalom between Am Israel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need Moshe Rabbeinu. So both of them are equal. Aharon, he makes shalom between Am Israel, Moshe between Am Israel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They both are equal. לכן, אצל ישראל הקדים Aharon before Moshe, שנאמר, הוא Aharon ומשה. היה אהרון עדיף שהיה נוח ומקורה ביותר עמהם. Therefore, the first פסוק, פסוק said, what the פסוק talking about, הוא אהרון ומשה, אשר אמר השם להם, השם told אהרון ומשה, what he told them, הוציאו את בני ישראל מישראל על צבאותם. You should talk to בני ישראל to take them out of מצרים. Who's the one more likely to talk to עם ישראל? That's אהרון. Therefore, the Torah here wrote אהרון first. However, the second pasuk, what are you referring to? הם המדברים אל פרעו מלך מצרים. Now they're going to פרעו to give him the punishment that's coming from הקדוש ברוך הוא. And who's the intermediate between עם ישראל and הקדוש ברוך הוא? That's משה רבנו. Therefore, the second pasuk that's referring to פרעו, to bring the מכות on פרעו, now משה רבנו is first. Therefore, the pasuk switched it at the end, הוא משה ואהרון. So that's what he says over here. לכן, אצל ישראל, הקדים אהרון, שנאמר הוא אהרון ומשה, והיה אהרון עדיף שהיה נוח מקורה ביותר עמהם. אבל, the second פסוק, הם המדברים אל פרעו להוסיף בני ישראל מישראל ולעשות הניסים, to do these miracles, that's in need משה רבנו, משה עדיף. ולכן הקדים הקרא משה, שנאמר הוא משה ואהרון. ועל ידי זה, ממילא הם שקולים כאחד. That's how the תורת משה explains it over here. But if you remember last week we spoke also, we said that משה רבנו, we also mentioned the Hatan Sofer in Parashat Chukat, Torat Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu, 80 years of his life, he didn't live with Am Israel. He was in Midian, he was in the palace of Farao. He wasn't living with Am Israel. That means, even though Moshe Rabbeinu, he was from Shebet Levi, but he wasn't, kibyachol, so much connected with Shebet Levi like Aharon. Aharon, where was Aharon HaKohen? He was in Shebet Levi, he was in Mitzrayim, he was with them. And obviously he was learning the Torah with his father, with the Shebet Levi. All of them, Shebet Levi did learn the Torah. Ha'omer l'abib l'mol l'oriti v'tehav l'okir. Why? Ki she'amiru umratecha v'ritecha yinsoru. They are Shebet Levi, they are the ones. Even in Mitzrayim, they weren't slaves. They were sitting down on the Torah v'al Abuda. And who was the head, kibyachol, the leader of Shebet Levi during that time? Aharon HaKohen. He was the one. And that's, by the way, that's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu, he refused to go to be the messenger to take Ben Israel out of Mitzrayim. Hashem was talking then, the Midrash Arba brings down last week's parasha. Hashem was talking to Moshe Rabbeinu for 7 days in a row. Tibiachol telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you should go to take Ben Israel out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to go. Said, V'amru li Mashemu, what should I tell them? Lo ish debarim. Finding reasons. He doesn't want to go. Why he doesn't want to go? The Midrash says, you know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he felt bad for his brother Aharon. He said, until now, 80 years, I wasn't there. Who was the leader of Shebet Levi in Mitzrayim? It was Aharon HaKohen. He was the Nabi before Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Kahmariya Nabi, Ahot Aharon, what Aharot Aharon? Aharon was Nabi even before Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the one. He was the leader. Moshe Rabbeinu said, now I'm going to come. I'm going to put Aharon on the side. I'm going to be the leader of Am Israel. How can I do this? He felt bad for his brother Aaron Cohen until Hashem, he knew what was he thinking about. He told him, no, hello, Aaron Achicha Levi, I know what's bothering you. Aaron Achicha Levi, ידעתי כי דבר ידבר הוא, וגם אם הוא יוצא לקראתך וראהך ושמח בלבו. He's going to be happy. Don't worry about you're thinking that your brother Aaron is going to get offended because you're putting him on the side. You're going to be number one. He's going to be the vice. Abdil. So the Ella is not going to feel bad. Ella Adraba, Veracha, Samach Belebo. That was Aaron Cohen. He was the leader of Am Israel and in Mitzrayim, the leader of Shevet Levi. And Shevet Levi, they are the ones who learned Torah. All Am Israel, they are slaves. So Aaron Cohen, he was the one, and he stayed in Mitzrayim, and he was in Mitzrayim with all Shevet Levi. He had all the ideas, all the mahshaba, all the way of thinking, all the style of life that Shevet Levi have. Aaron Cohen, he was the one. But Moshe Rabbeinu has a totally different way of life. He didn't, 80 years of his life, he didn't live with Shevet Levi. So even though he was holy and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, כשם שאין פרצוף ואין שווין, כך הן דעותיהם מכוונות. They can't be the same style, same way of learning, same way of מנהיגות, same way of the leading עם ישראל. They cannot be the same. There were two separate ways of serving הקדוש ברוך הוא. Therefore, since that the Torah in the beginning was mentioning the descendants of Shevet Levi, who are the children of Levi, therefore the first pasuk said, who Aharon ומשה. Aharon, כביכול, is more connected to Shevet Levi more than Moshe. Therefore, the pasuk said, "Who Aharon and Moshe?" That's in the first pasuk. However, the second pasuk said, "Who Moshe and Aharon?" Why the second pasuk switched to "Who Moshe and Aharon?" Now that Moshe Rabbeinu came to take them out of Mitzrayim, he's the one. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sent him. He's kibyachol intermediate between Am Israel and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one that he goes up and down to bring peace between Am Israel and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Anochi omed ben Hashem u ben Echem ba'itai. He was Moshe Rabbeinu. So if that's the case, that's why the pasuk the second time. Who's the guy to go to punish Parao, to take revenge from Parao? Who Moshe and Aharon? Therefore, the Torah switched it over there. That's what it said over here. So now we go back to the Rabbeinu Bahya. Rabbeinu Bahya says here, "Hin ani aral tzifatayim ve'ech ishma'a elai Parao." We said that's in Shilishi, and Rashi told us that's referring to that same conversation that Moshe Rabbeinu had with the Kadosh Baruch Hu right before Shinani. Same one, not a new conversation, same one. That's how Rashi understood. Here the Rabbeinu Bahya said, no, something else. He said, "Lema'ala kishba'a mitzvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu lishnehem, shatak Moshe. Ki hashab shiyabu ha-dibur li-Aharon." He says, the first time, first of all, Rabbeinu Bahya understood, not like Rashi. Rashi said that referring to the same one. Rabbeinu Bahya said, no, not the same one. Third conversation, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "I am aral tzifatayim. How could Parao listen to me? Why you have to repeat the same ta'ana again?" He said, no. He said, right before Shani, when Moshe Rabbeinu had that same ta'ana, how did Hashem answer him over there? He told him, "V'edaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon, ve'etzavim el b'nei Israel ve'el Parao melech Mitzrayim, le'osit b'nei Israel me'as Mitzrayim." Hashem answered Moshe Rabbeinu by Shani. He told him, "You have right Ta'ana, you have good ta'ana, Moshe Rabbeinu, that how could you talk to Parao because you are aral tzifatayim?" He said, no problem. I'm going to send Aharon with you. Aharon's going to go with you and he's going to talk for you. He'll talk for you, don't worry. That's what he told him over there. Here Rabbeinu Bahya said, now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came here by Shlishi, V'edaber Hashem el Moshe, lemor ani Hashem, bo daber el Parao melech Mitzrayim. You should go talk to Parao. He said, just told me before I told you what's my problem, and he told me I should take my brother. Now he repeated the second time, I should go by myself. Therefore, he had the same ta'ana again. That's what here it says here, the Rabbeinu Bahya. "Kihashab Moshe shiabo ha-dibur li-Aharon ha-Kohen. However, kashir hazar ata ve-amar lo le-baddo, et kol asher ani dober elecha, hazar l-ta'on od ha-ta'ana shal aral tzifatayim, shekbar hazkiru ota le-ma'la. Ki omar, enneni ra'ui le-daber. אף כי אל המלך והקדוש ברוך הוא השיבו ראי נתתיך אלוהים לפרעו." כלומר, אל תחוש, לא תהיה נשמע לפרעו שאני נותן אותך גדול עליו. So that's what he says over here. Since that הקדוש ברוך הוא, he told him here by שלישי, Hashem was talking to Moshe only. Therefore, he had the same question. Hashem told him, don't worry, now פרעו is going to listen to you because I'm going to talk now. That's what he told him. ויומר משה, הן הרע לצוותיהם, ויאמר אדוני למשה, ראה נתתיך אלוהים לפרעו ואהרון אחיך יהיה נביאיך, איש את גוד אהרון, אתה תדבר את כל אשר אסווך, ואהרון אחיך ידבר אל פרעו, וישלח בני ישראל מארצו, איש את גו, איש את תל דם, איש את תל פרעו, let go of בני ישראל. So here also the Hatam Sofer brings down, he says, what does the pasuk means over here? אתה תדבר את כל אשר אסווך, you should tell פרעו whatever I'm commanding you, and Aharon, Achicha ידבר אל פרעו, Aharon should talk to פרעו, וישלח בני ישראל למצרים, he should send בני ישראל out of מצרים. What did Hashem tell משה רבנו to tell to פרעו? אתה תדבר את כל אשר אסווך, what is this אשר אסווך, what is Hashem commanding him? You should let go, let בני ישראל go. So what does it mean? Aharon, Achicha ידבר פרעו, וישלח בני ישראל מארצו, חברת, the same thing. Who's talking to פרעו? Moshe is talking to פרעו or Aharon is talking to פרעו? And he told him, אשר אסווך, you should tell פרעו whatever I'm commanding you. What is this commandment? What is Hashem commanding Moshe to tell פרעו to let בני ישראל go? And the pasuk continue. ואהרון אחיך, you should speak to פרעו to let go of בני ישראל. All right, same thing. He was bothered here that I saw the חתם סופר. דף למד א' עמוד ב'. He says here, קשה טובה, דהיינו כל אשר אסווך, והיינו ושלחת בני ישראל מארצו. ואם כן, מה הטעמה שנה לשונו גבי משה אמר אשר אסווך, וגבי אהרון ושלחת בני ישראל מארצו? Why you switch the language? By משה, you should tell פרעו wherever I'm commanding you. No, אהרון should tell פרעו to send them out of מצרים. What are these differences in language? ואחשוב אני, says the חתן סופר, said I think, בהקדם, כי כל התורה כולה שמותיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא יתברך שמו. So all the letters of the Torah, they're all names of הקדוש ברוך הוא. Everything in the Torah are the names of הקדוש ברוך הוא. However, now we have the Torah, it's written in a way that we should understand it. But really, the Torah was supposed to be written in a way which is all the names of הקדוש ברוך הוא. With this also, the many מפרשים, they explain, the last 8 psukim of the Torah. Who wrote the last 8 psukim of the Torah? Vayam ucha Moshe Ebed Hashem. The Gemara's brother said, how could Moshe Rabbeinu write Vayam ucha Moshe Ebed Hashem if he's still alive? He's writing. How could he write it? Ela waragina talmei. No, Moshe Rabbeinu did not write it. The last 8 psukim, Yoshua wrote it. There is such an opinion in the Gemara. The Hakam, he said, he doesn't like it. He said, why? How could Moshe Rabbeinu give to Bnei Israel, Sefer Torah, he told them, Lakoach et Sefer HaTorah Hazeh. How could he call it Sefer Torah if that Sefer Torah was missing 8 Pesukim that Yeshua is going to write it later on? Chaura, something's wrong over here. Yeah, he doesn't like it. Ela, with this Pirush, he said, everything's fine. Moshe Rabbeinu, he wrote the whole Torah from A to Z, until even including the last 8 Pesukim. Even the last 8 Pesukim, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. However, the last 8 Pesukim, he did not write it the way that we have it today. He wrote it in different combination. A different combination he wrote it. I mean, Sefer Torah is not missing, not even a letter. But it was written in a different way that we have it today. Same letters, different combination. So if that's the case, here the Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave them complete Sefer Torah. But Yehoshua ben Nun, he reorganized, it was re-scrambled, it was scrambled letters. And Yehoshua ben Nun, he put it in a way that for us to understand it. Here what also saying the same idea. הנה כל התורה כולה שמותיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, והנה בעומדה לפני פרעו לעשות כל הנפלאות הגדולות האלו, היה צריך שיזכיר משה רבנו בקדושה ובטהרה אותם שמות היוצאים מאותם המילות בעצמם. כגון, מטיבות ושלחת בני ישראל מארצו יוצאים שמות פלוני ופלוני. אלא שנתגשמו ונתלבשו באותן המילות שמובן מהם שלחת עמי ויעבדוני. וחי גוונה. So he says, משה רבנו, he has to tell פרעו, he's not really talking to פרעו, משה רבנו. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to the Sar of Par'o, Sar up there, that was controlling Sar of Mitzrayim. He was mentioning Shemot HaKodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu, to put that Sar, put him down. To put down the Shemot of that Sutra Ahara, to put it down. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, Le'otzim Kedushato, he says here, he didn't talk to Par'o the way Shalach Ami Ve'Abduni, he didn't tell him these words. He was mentioning the same letters, but different combination. And Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking during that time of Shemot HaKodesh, which Shemot I should use to put down the Sar of Mitzrayim. And how do you expect Par'o to understand Moshe Rabbeinu? now we're going to understand him. If that's the case, Moshe Rabbeinu, le'otzim kedushato ve'liyot shechina medaber b'toch gironu, hayu ha'otiyot yotzim mesudarim al pi kavanato be'otan ha'shemot ha'kedushim. Ve'lo haya efshari she'yavin mehem par'o seder tzirufam shelacham ve'abduni. Ela, Moshe Rabbeinu, ta tedaber kol asher atzaveka. Whatever I'm telling you, shemot ha'kodesh I'm telling you, you say it in front of Parao. Obviously, Parao is not going to understand anything, but you take with you Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen, he has also Shekhinah. Shekhinah Shura, I love also Aharon HaKohen, was Kohen Gadol. And also Ruach HaKodesh Shura, I love. He's going to re-scramble the letters, same letters that you mentioned. He's going to put it, reorganize it in a different way. And he's going to tell Parao, you should send Ben Israel out of Mitzrayim. That's what the Pasuk saying explains over here. He said, Atata deber kol asher asaveka. You don't change it in a way that Parao should understand it. Why? Because there's need, you should mention Shemot HaKodesh to put down the Sra of Mitzrayim. Atata deber asher asaveka. But you have to take with you Aharon HaKohen. Aharon Achicha deber el Parao. He's going to reorganize the letters. Vedeber el Parao leosit ben Israel in Mitzrayim. That's what he told them over here. So that's what happened over here. We're reading Moshe Rabbeinu on the he wrote a few times. And the second time, Moshe Rabbeinu he said, "Ani arat zivatayim. How can I talk?" Hashem told him, "No, you should take Aharon with you." Rabbeinu Mahiyu says, "Hashem told you should take Aharon with you." He said, "No problem. I'll take Aharon." But now, by Shilishi, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "You should go by yourself to Parao." He come back to same ta'ana. How can I go to him? Until Hashem told him, no, you should go with Aharon. Aharon is going to be with you. Neticha Elohim leFarao. Now Farao is going to listen to you because you're going to mention Shemot HaKodesh to put down the Stra Hara of Mitzrayim. And Aharon is going to translate your words in a way that Farao should understand it. And that's how we shalacht ben Israel me'arzo. But as I said, we still have problem, even according to Rashi, even according to the Rabbeinu Bahya, even according to Rashi, who said that here by Shilishi we're repeating whatever happened by Sheni. But our question is, why by Sheni? Moshe Rabbeinu has to have the same ta'ana. I already mentioned it in Parashat Shemot. I told you the Ramban, he gave us one way. The Ramban said that Moshe Rabbeinu thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with him. Therefore, his words are going to be accepted. But now that Moshe Rabbeinu, he spoke to Ben Israel, Belo Shama Oil Moshe, they did not listen to him. Therefore, he thought that Hashem did not come with him. Why? Because maybe I'm not worthy that Hashem is going to come with me. Therefore, he had a ta'ana. That's the way the Ramban understood it, what we explained in the beginning. But still, if Hashem, it's a little bit hard, because if Hashem sent him in Parashat Shemot, go take Ben Israel out of Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu told him, I am Aral Tzifatayim, I can't pronounce the letters properly. Hashem told him, don't worry, Anuchi yeh empicha ve'oreticha asher tedaber. I'm going to be with you, I'm going to tell you what to do, what to say. I'm going to put in your mouth what to say. So how come Moshe Rabbeinu came back again with the same ta'ana. Hein, Bnei Israel, Shamayahu Elai, Vech, Shmaini Parov, Ani Arad Sifatayim. This is also, it's a little bit hard to understand. I saw so beautiful Pirush they bring down. We'll read it after, but now we'll start from the Gemara. You have Gemara in the Yerushalmi. In Masechet Sanhedrin, said Perek Yud Alef. Perek Yud Alef in Yerushalmi, it's not like Babli of Sanhedrin, for somehow the last parak that we have in Masechet Sanhedrin in Babli, Talmud Babli, is parak Halek. Kol Israel Yishlam Halek La'olam Haba. For some reason, Yerushalmi, they have parak Halek is number 10, and the last parak is parak Nehinakim. They flip the order. That's the way it is in Yerushalmi. So because we're here, when I'm mentioning parak Yud Aleph, it doesn't mean parak Halek. It's parak Nehinakim. Anyways, Gemara Yerushalmi, parak Yud Aleph Halakhahe. The one I brings down over here, the Gemara says, few people that are Hayabim Mita. One of the list, Nabi HaKobesh et Nebuato. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu give a prophecy to a Nabi to pass it on to Am Israel or to any person that Hashem sent him to, and that Nabi keeps it in, he doesn't say it, he doesn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't go and tell his prophecy, is Hayab Mita. The Gemara here says, like who? Where do we see such a prophecy? It said, Kegon Yonah ben Amitai. Yonah Nabi. That's a perfect example. Is Yonah Nabi. Hashem sent him, Yonah Nabi, to go to Nineveh, to tell Anshe Nineveh that Od 40 yom ve'Nineveh nehepachet. In 40 days, Kadosh Baruch Hu going to destroy all Nineveh. And Yonah and Nabi, he ran away. He didn't want to go to Nineveh. Hashem sent him, go to Nineveh and tell them. He ran away. He didn't want to do it. That's Kobesh Nebuato. The Gemara says here, Amar Biyona, not Yona Nabi, Rabbi Yona said, Yona ben Amittai, Nabi Emet Haya. So don't get wrong. Don't think that because Yona Nabi, he did not listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was Hasb Shalom Kobesh Nebuato, Zahayab Mita. And or probably it was Nabi Sheker, Hasb Shalom. Said, no, he was Nabi Emet. However, he had reason why he didn't want to go there. Nabi Emet Haya. So why he didn't go? The Gemara says here, Rabbi Yona is telling us, אתה מוסה בשעה שאמר לו קדוש ברוך הוא, קום לך אל נינווה, העיר הגדולה, וקרא עליה, כי עליתה רעתם לפניי, when Hashem told him he should go to Nineveh, אמר יונה, יודע אני שהגויים קירובים לעשות תשובהם. I know that if I'm going to go to Nineveh, I'm going to tell them, Hashem's going to destroy Nineveh, I'm sure they're going to do teshubah over there, Nineveh, they're all goyim. They're going to do teshubah, and Hashem's going to regret, is not going to destroy Nineveh. והרני הולך ומתנבא עליהם, והם עושים תשובה. So what? So what's wrong with this? Let them do תשובה, שהם not going to destroy it. Why not? He said, no. והקדוש ברוך הוא בא ופורע מסוניהם של ישראל. הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to come, punish עם ישראל. So take a look. One time, הקדוש ברוך הוא sent נבי אמת to Nineveh, even the king. He took off his crown. He dressed up with all the ripped clothes like Abilim, and he sat down on the floor. Like it says in the Sefer Yonah. Said he sat down, they did Teshuvah 100%. And the Gemara, Masechet Ta'anit, we learn from them. Doesn't say, V'enshen Nineveh V'yar Hashem Etzakam V'ta'anitam. Doesn't say that because they wore ripped clothes, therefore Hashem erases their sins. He forgave them their sins. V'yar Hashem Et Ma'asehem Kishabu Muddarkam Hara'a. They did full Teshuvah. We're learning from them. So he said, Yonah Nabi said, if I'm going to go to Nineveh, I know they're going to do Teshuvah. What's going to be with Am Israel? There's going to be big ketrug on Am Israel. One time, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent Yonah Nabi to the Goyim and did Teshuvah. Am Israel, every morning, Ashkem v'shaloach, every morning, do Teshuvah, do Teshuvah. Ki mi shomea, the Pasuk in Tehillim said, who's listening? So what's going to be for Am Israel? It's going to be big ketrug, chasu shalom on Am Israel. Uma alay la'asot lebroach. Therefore, he was willing to die, not to bring Ketrug on Am Israel. Therefore, he did not want to go there. That's what it says here in the Gemara Yerushalmi, that the reason why Yonah and Nabi did not want to go there, because he knew that Yonah, that was his name, Nineveh, the Anshen Nineveh, they're going to do Teshuvah, it's going to be big Ketrug for Am Israel. Therefore, he didn't want to go. But don't think that he was Kobesh Nebuato, this Hayamita. He was willing to die, not to bring Ketrug on Am Israel. That was Yonah Nabi, he was Nabi Emet. I saw Maran Ahida, he brings down in this week's parasha, in Sefer Nahal Kedumim, he said, Vegam ani shamati et na'akat ben Israel, asher Mitzrayim ma'abidim otam va'ezkor et beriti. He says here, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he saw the suffering of Am Israel going through in Mitzrayim, therefore he had to redeem them. אפשר לפרש במה שכתב הרב הגדול על עבר קדיש וכו', סד בכוונת הפסוק ועבדום ועינו אותם 400 שנה, וגם את הגוי אשר יעבודו דן אנוכי. סד, דגזירה, את הקדוש ברוך הוא, תוד אברהם אבינו, כי גר יהיה זרעך, your children, they're gonna be בארץ לא להם, 400 שנה, ועבדום ועינו אותם. They're gonna make them slaves, ועבדום, they're gonna make them slaves, ועינו אותם, they're gonna make them suffer for 400 years. That's what he told him. And to Abraham, he continued, V'gam et ha'goy, don't worry, Abraham Abino, V'gam et ha'goy, asher ya'abodu, dan anochi. The nation that they're going to make your kids slaves, I'm going to judge them. V'gam et ha'goy, asher ya'abodu, dan I'm going to judge them. Whatever it is, that's what it says. But here is bothered, Maran al-Ahida, the Pasuk started off, V'abadum v'innu otam. Two things, they're going to make them slaves, they're going to make them suffer. And the Pasuk ended at the end. V'gam et ha'goy asher ya'abodu, I'm going to judge them. He started with two things and ended with ya'abodu. Doesn't say, V'gam et ha'goy asher ya'abodu v'anu, then anuchi. Doesn't say like this. What happened here? Said, Patach peterte, v'abadum v'anu otam, v'siyem b'had, v'gam et ha'goy, then anuchi. Aval ele lememar, asher ya'abodu v'anu, then anuchi. Upirash ha'rab zal, b'mimash katub b'yalkut hadash, ילקוט חדש. הקדוש ברוך הוא גזר על ישראל עבדות ושעבוד. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימד דקרית את עם ישראל should be slaves in Mitzrayim. Two things should be slave and they should make them suffer. However, גזירת העבדות נתבטלה במה שיוסף נמכר לעבד. ולא נשאר להם אלא שעבוד. יוסף הצדיק, he went כפרה for עם ישראל and he was sold as a slave. Why he was sold as a slave? To be מכפר on the slavery that עם ישראל, they were supposed to be slaved in Mitzrayim. יוסף, he was sold as a slave to Mitzrayim also, ויוסף הורד מצרימה, to be מכפר that עם ישראל should not be sold as a slaves to Mitzrayim. That means that the Gezerah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, his kids are going to be slaves in Mitzrayim, Yosef took care of this. That means now in Mitzrayim, they're supposed to only to make Ben Israel, make them suffer, make them work hard, but not to make them slaves. However, Par'o, he made them slaves also. So for this, they have to be punished. וגזירת העבדות נתבטלה במה שנמכר יוסף. והמצריים עשו בישראל שעבוד וגם עבדות. They did with them, גם they made them slaves, and they also made them suffer. So that the thing that you made them suffer, I understand, that was a gezerah. The Mitzrayim, they should not be punished because of this. Why? Because that was a gezerah of Abraham. But why the Mitzrayim are punished? You know why? Because they made them slaves. They weren't supposed to make them slaves. They were supposed to make them work for you, but not as slaves. Slavery, Yosef HaTzadik took care of this. He was punished as a slave, was sold as a slave to be mechaper on Am Israel. So that's what he says over here. והמצרים עשו בישראל שעבוד ועבדות, מה שלא היו חייבים, מה שלא היו חייבים. They weren't supposed to make Ben Israel slaves. משום אחי אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לדונם על העבדות, וגם את הגוי אשר יעבודו דן אנוכי. The pasuk, the gezerah was ועבדום וענותן. They have to make them slaves, they have to make them suffer. So if, since that Yosef took care of slavery, the Mitzrayim, they were supposed to make Ben Israel work hard, to make them suffer, but not to make them slaves. So the pasuk, it's not right that the pasuk should say, וגם את הגוי אשר יענו דן אנוכי. Why? Because that was a gezerah. What do you want from the Mitzrayim? That was a gezerah. Ela, what Hashem punishing the Mitzrayim? For what Hashem is punishing them? You know why? Because they made Ben Israel abadim. וגם את הגוי אשר יעבודו. That's what they deserve to be punished. That's what he says over here, beautiful pirush. והם מצרים עשו בישראל שעבוד ועבדות, מה שלא היה חייבים. משום אחי אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לדונם על העבדות שהיה שלא כדין. וזה יאמר כראן, that's what our pasuk is telling us, וגם אני שמעתי את נאקת בני ישראל, אשר מצרים מעבידים אותה, נאקת בני ישראל, עם ישראל, they're suffering. So what? Why they have to redeem, they have to punish the מצרים? They have to bring אותות מופתים על פרעו ועל מצרים? Because they made them suffer? Because it was a gezerah from Abraham Abinu. What do you want from Par'o? V'chitema, ma toba shel shemu'azu, hare gezerahi ve'abadum ve'anu otam. Why you have to bring makot on Mitzrayim? Laze amar, v'gam ani shamati t'nakat b'nei Yisrael, asher Mitzrayim ma'abidim otam. They're making them slaves. Ah, you make them slaves? You weren't supposed to make them slaves. For the slavery that you made them, for you as slaves, you deserve to be punished. That's what the pasuk. וגם אני שמעתי את נאקת אשר מצרים מעבידים אותם. Therefore, it's called perity to redeem them. That's here what the pasuk is telling us. what here the Maran Achidah is telling us. And that's where we have Gemara also Masechet Sanhedrin. We have also Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin. Also the same idea. The Gemara tells us over there, the Tzadik Aleph, that Am Israel, later in generations, the Alexander Mokdon, there was a conversation between the Mitzrayim and Am Israel. The Mitzrayim, they're claiming from in front of Alexander Mokdon that Am Israel, they took all of our jewelry when they left Mitzrayim. ונסלו את מצרים. וישאלו כלי כסף וכלי זהב. ושאלה שם שכינתה כלי כסף וכלי זהב בגדים. ונסלו את מצרים. עשו כמסודה שאין בדגן. They emptied out all Mitzrayim. So they came, the Mitzrayim, in front of Alexander Mokdon, complaining about Am Israel. Listen, you took our money, give us back. Then the Gemara said, make it short, they sent Gibeah ben Pisisa, one of the Hachamim, one of Hachmi Israel. He went over there, and he told them, where's your re'aya, where's your proof that we took all your jewelry? Told them, it says in the Pasuk, in the Torah, in your Torah it says. I told them, okay, no problem. I'll bring re'aya from our Torah also. It says that we were slaves in Mitzrayim. Give us the money that people You made all of our nation, you made them slaves for 400 years. You made them slaves. Said, for what? You have to pay us salary. We work for you 400 years, give us salary. And the Midrash Rabbah also brings down Bereshit Rabbah. Also, there's that story brought down also over there in a little bit differences. And the Midrash says over there that they did the calculation and they made the calculation. Am Israel, for 400 years, they were working for Mitzrayim. Their salary said all what Am Israel took from Mitzrayim, it's not enough to pay off for not even 100 years of Am Israel being slaves in Mitzrayim. So it's not enough. All what we took, it's not enough. So therefore, they had nothing to do, and the case was dismissed. That's what happened over there in the Gemara. So that's what it tells us in the Gemara. And why all this happened? Because since that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they weren't supposed to make us slaves. Because they made us slaves, therefore, they have to be punished now. And that's what also I saw in Derech Siha, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down. He said, we know that the Gemara tells us, Kim Levit Rabbamine. Said if a person, he did Abira, that on that Abira, we were learning recently, person did Abira, and on this Abira, he's supposed to pay, and he's supposed to get death penalty. How? A guy on Shabbat, he went, and he burnt out the house of his neighbor on Shabbat. Now, because he caused damage to his friend, he has to pay him monetary compensation. But he was also Mahalil Shabbat. So Hayab Nita, Hayab Skila. Oh, he did it, he burned it on Shabbat. So what's the halakha? He give him the bigger punishment, which is death penalty. He give him skila, and he does not have to pay. Why? Because Kim David Rabbamine. So how come here, Am Israel, they ask from Mitzrayim, how come Par'o? Par'o, at the end, what happened with Par'o? They paid Am Israel a lot of money, and they also died. They got all the ten makot. Why they paid Laka and Shalem? They died. Metum Shalem. Where do we see this? Ella explains, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. He says, you know why? They paid and they also died. He said, because they did two bad things for Am Israel. Number one, they made us. We said that two gezerot that was Am Israel. They have to make us slaves and they have to make us work hard, make us suffer. So to make us slaves, we said, Yosef Tzadik took care of this. That they were supposed to make us only work hard. But even working hard, not to torture us, you have to work hard. We had no time to torture us, to work hard. But here, what they used to do, you see all the Midrashim? They used to put the kids instead of a brick. They didn't have time to build the wall. They used to take their kids, put it in the brick. Instead of brick. So they are torturing us. That was the gezerah. Par'o should slaughter 150 kids in each morning, 150 kids each night to dip in their blood. That was the gezerah. So no, we knew them only. Because they tortured us, therefore, what happened? Said they have to pay. They have to pay for this. And because va'abadun, they made us slaves, they have to get death penalty. That means they did shitaim ra'ot asum. Two bad things. Therefore, laku v'gam shilemu. That's how he explains. So that's here what happened by Mitzrayim. This is the idea. So now we says here that Marana Hidayah told us. He said all these things happen because Am Israel, they were supposed to be slaves. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said gam ani shamati et na'akat b'nei Israel asher Mitzrayim ma'abidim otam. Therefore, va'eskort periti. They're making them slaves in Mitzrayim. That's I remembered. Time came, I have to redeem them now. How? I saw here in the Pirush Lebushe Yom Tov, he brings down, he said, do you remember the Gemara Yerushalmi I mentioned? How come Yonan Nabi did not want to go to Nineveh to tell them that Hashem is going to destroy Nineveh? Why? Because Yonan Nabi said, I know that Umot HaOlam, the Goyim, they would do Teshuvah more than Am Israel. Like they would run to do Teshuvah faster than Am Israel. Therefore, he didn't want to go there. Why? Because it's going to be Ketruk for Am Israel. So what's going to be? I'm going to go to Nineveh, and they're going to do Teshuvah. What's going to be for Am Israel? Therefore, Yonan Nabi, he ran away from Hashem. He didn't want to go there. He explains over here. He says, beautiful. So that's exactly what happened here in this week's parasha. He says here in Lebushe Yom Tov, he quotes here in the Sefer Yismach Moshe. He said, "Dehne lecha ora kashe hareketi v'yakov yonah v'ibrach tarshisha v'darshu hazal amar yonah goyim kerobet teshubah v'yeh ketruk al Am Yisrael shelo shamo chas v'shalom. V'imken, maikal v'chomer huzeh, af she Yisrael lo shamo el Moshe, mukol makom yishmah par'o. דאויים קרובי תשובה הם. עבדת סקס, ועוז דקל וחומר את משה רבנו וזתני הקדוש ברוך הוא, בני ישראל, that I'm coming, I'm telling them for their benefit, you're not going to be slaves anymore, they did not listen to me. They expect Pharaoh to listen to me. So what does it mean? Syria, why not? Am Israel did not listen? Yeah, because Umot HaOlam, Pharaoh, he would listen. Even if Am Israel did not listen, Pharaoh, probably he would listen, just like Nineveh. That's the reason why Yonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. Why? Because he knew that Umot HaOlam, they would do Teshuvah faster than Israel. They would accept it. They would accept the words of HaKadosh Baruch. What are they going to do Teshuvah? So what's the Kal V'Hamer of Moshe Rabbeinu here? Ben Israel did not listen to you. How could Pharaoh listen to me? No, why not? Yeah. Probably Am Israel did not listen. Pharaoh, he would listen. Why? Because Umot HaOlam, they would listen to Teshuvah. That's what here the Yismach Moshe is asking. ויימכן, מי קל וחומר הוא זה? אף שישראל לא שמעו, מכל מקום, ייתכן שישמע פרעו. He would listen, why? The goyim קרובי תשובה הם. ופירש הוא, he explains beautiful, he said, פירש דערל צפתיים דהכה, אינו כבד פה. Why the Torah here by us switched the language by פרשת שמו, said, כי כבד פה וכבד לשון אנוכי. Here he said, ערל צפתיים. What does Aral Tzifatayim mean? Rashi tells us here, Aral Tzifatayim, Atum Tzifatayim. What's Atum? Sealed, closed. I can't talk. What did Rashi mean? This is beautiful here. Hu pirash de Aral Tzifatayim de hacha, eno kibad pe. Rak Aral Tzifatayim de kan, hu pe Atum. Kemon statmu ta'anotav. Velo mustad kal vahomer ati ala. Moshe Rabbeinu is not saying here kal vahomer. Rashi said that's one of the 10 Kal V'Homer. He said, no, Derech Drash is not one of the 10 Kal V'Homer. Ela Pirush, the Hashem Itbarach Amar Moshe, Bo Deber El Par'o. Go tell Par'o to let Ben Israel go. Par'o, he was the Avodah Zarah himself. And if Moshe is going to go to him, probably Par'o would listen to him. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, what's going to be? Imagine if I'm going to go to Par'o, I'm going to tell him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me, you have to let go of Ben Israel, otherwise he's going to punish you. Par'o is going to listen to me. It's going to let Ben Israel go. What's going to be now for Am Israel? What's going to be? Him Ben Israel don't shame away like. I came to Ben Israel. They did not want to listen to me. How is it going to be? How the situation? How the atmosphere is going to be if Pharaoh is going to listen to me? I know Pharaoh is going to listen to me. Why? Because Goyim, Kerubim, to listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu more than Israel. So what's going to be with Am Israel? If I'm going to go now to Pharaoh, Pharaoh is going to listen to me. He's going to let Ben Israel go. I'm going to be Aral Tzifatayim for Am Israel. I cannot be Melamed Zechut anymore for Am Israel. Why? Because it's going to be a big Ketruk for Am Israel. Par'o, who thinks of himself that his Avodah Zarah is going to listen to Hashem. Am Israel, they're not going to listen to Hashem. It's going to be a big Ketruk for Am Israel. And then I'm going to end up being Aral Tzifatayim. What's Aral Tzifatayim? Atum Tzifatayim. How am I going to be Melamed Zechut anymore for Am Israel? What's going to be? See, that's what he's saying. سيد ولو مستد قلب حمرة تعالى إلى بيروش دشنت براخ أمر لموشى بود بير البرعو هشيب لموشى هن بين إسرائيل وشمعوا إلى بيخ إيش معيني برعو رسل عمر إيخ هي إيش معيني برعو بني عرال صفتين رسل عمر دي أز الشاعر عرال صفتين بيروش هي اللي بساتهم اللي هم ليت ستوب على إسرائيل خمو شمر يونا يو بيروش يكر beautiful بيروش يتطلع سبب هير therefore كدش برخو He came here to answer him. He told him, no. ודבר שאין משה ולאהרון וצווהם אל בני ישראל. What's mean וצווהם? רשי tells us, וצווהם, צווה עליהם להנהיגם בנחת ולצבול אותם. Take it easy with עם ישראל. ואם ילמד זכות על עם ישראל, להכיר ואזכור את בריתי. ואזכור את בריתי. לכן אמור בני ישראל, אני השם ועושיתי אתכם מתחת וסלתי אתכם מעורתם. וגעתי אתכם זרוע נטויה. And then, ואזכור את בריתי. He's going to be melamed zechut for Am Israel. You're going to remember the berit. What's this berit? Because we have a Gemara, beginning of Masechet Berachot. The Gemara Tadah Sabader, Dafei Amud Alef. Neymar berit b'melach. It's Neymar, ולא תשבית, melach berit Elohecha מעל שולחנך, על כל קרבנך תקריב melach. It says berit by melach, by salt. And says also berit by yisurin. אלה דבריה berit. What's the comparison? The Gemara says here, the Berachot Dafei Amud Alef. ما بريت أمور بملح ملح ممتكت التبسار أف بريت أمور بيسورين يسورين ممركين كل عفونه تفشل آدم same way the salt gonna keep the meat for longer time gonna preserve it for a longer time same thing يسورين is gonna preserve the person gonna erase his sins that's what it says in the Gemara so Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem was telling him by escorted بريتي I'm going to remember my berit, and I want you to be melamed zechut for my people, even though probably Parah would listen to me, but still you have to be melamed zechut. But tzavvam al bnei Israel, tzavvam alehem den higam binachat, velesbol otam. Why? Because same way, you write the salt, if you put salt on the meat, it's going to preserve it, but if you put too much salt, it's going to ruin it. The same thing, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, you're right. Am Israel probably they deserve Yisurim to be punished for their avonot, but too much Yisurim is already no good. Too much Yisurim is no good. They have to be in the compromising way. They have to be, you know, in a way that they should stand with this Yisurim. They should be able to understand what's the sign behind this Yisurim. Come closer to you, Rabbeinu Shalom. Therefore, here Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, now take it easy with Am Yisrael. You should be sobel otam. You should be always ben al-mezi chut for Am Yisrael. That's what he sent them. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, after this, he came and he was all the times was ben al-mezi chut for Am Yisrael. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Probably they won't listen to you. If you're going to scream at them, they're not going to listen to you. But if you're going to take them, drag them, kahem bidbarim, going to convince them, going to tell them, matob, to serve a Kadosh Baruch Ta'amuru Kitob Hashem. When I explain to him, what does the Torah feels like? So Ta'amuru, come join and taste the Torah. See how sweet the Torah is. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was always in the midst of Chutam Israel. Be'ezer Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should have all of us, Be'ezer Hashem, Itbarach. That we should always be in the midst of Chutam Israel. Be'ezer Hashem, Geulah Shel Imam, Rabbi Yaminu, Amin Ve'Amin. Rabbi Hananam, Nakshu Omer, Asayah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zogut Israel, Lefichach, Rabbi Lahintron, Zogut Shunim,